Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Mem Ches. We are on page Yud Beis, the page following 22. Siman Reish Mem Ches is Din HaMaflig Basvina, one who goes out on a ship, V'holech Bashyara B'Shabbos, and he goes on a caravan on Shabbos. So before we read the Mechaber, we'll read the lengthy introduction that the Chavetz Chaim gives in the Mishnah Berurah. Before we begin explaining the Shulchan Aruch, says the Chavetz Chaim, Natik Lashon HaBraisa HaNemar Bezeh B'Gemara Daf Yotes. We're first going to bring down the Lashon of the Braisa Bor in the Gemara Shabbos Daf Yotes. Tana Rabbanan. The Braisa says, Ein Mafligim Basvina Pachos Megimul Yomim Kodim LaShabbos. You cannot go out in a ship within 3 days before Shabbos. When were these words said that you can't go out on a ship within 3 days before Shabbos? Lidvar harashus. That's if you're going on the ship for optional reasons. Aval lidvar mitzvah shapir dami. However, if you're going out on the ship for mitzvah reasons, then it is okay to go out even within 3 days of Shabbos. Uposek imo almanas lishbos ve'eno shoves. You must make a stipulation with the captain of the ship that he should stop the boat on Shabbos. Ve'eino shoves, and even if he's not going to end up stopping it, that's going to be okay. Divrei Rebbe. These are the words of Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Eino Tzarech. Shimon Gamliel says you don't even need to make any stipulation with the one in charge of the ship. Umitzor Letzidon. The Braisa continues and says if you're going from a city called Tzor to a city called Tzidon, Shehu Mahalech Yom Echad, which is a one-day travel, so afilu be'er Shabbos mutter, then even going out on Erev Shabbos will be permissible. Ad kam l'shon ha-Braisa, until there is the direct quote of the Braisa. V'hinei harbe ta'omim nemru al zeba poskim. Zadu Chavetz Chaim, many reasons are brought down for this in the poskim. And now we're going to discuss the reasons why you can't go out on a ship for optional reasons within 3 days of Shabbos. Number one, Yesh Omrim, this is the opinion of the Bala Ma'or. Hatam, the reason is, Shema Yitzdorech HaYisrael Lasos Melocha Bi'atzmo B'Shabbos Mishum Pikuach Nefesh. We're concerned that if Yisrael goes on a ship within 3 days of Shabbos, that when it comes to Shabbos, he's going to be forced because of Bikuach Nefesh to do Melocha. Therefore, you can't go out on a ship for optional reasons within 3 days of Shabbos. The Mekom Sakonahu, because going out to the sea is considered a Mekom Sakona, and therefore it's very likely that it will come to Pikuach Nefesh, and you can't put yourself into a situation where you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh. Reason number two, this is the reason of the Ramban. O Sheyasa Ha'inu Yehudi Balasrina Avuro Molocha, because we're worried that maybe the guy, the Baal HaShip, is going to do on behalf of you Molocha. B'kshiras HaKelo Ushar Chilulam, by tying the sail or other ways that he's going to have to be Mechal Shabbos, the guy is going to be doing Molocha for you. So far we have either that you're going to come to be Mechal Shabbos because of Bikach Nefesh, or that the guy is going to come to be doing Molocha on behalf of you on Shabbos. O Mishum Isser Tchum, and the third reason brought down is the possibility of the Isser of going outside the Tchum, K'mavur B'Beis Yosef Barichas, like the Beis Yosef discusses Barichas. And we will discuss also all these things in greater detail. So far we brought down three reasons. The Jew might have to do Malacha because of Bikuach Nefesh. A guy might do Malacha for the Jew. And we have the problem of Tchumen. The Harif Svirle, the Rif holds, the Imi Shum Chshash Malacha Tchumen. If it was because of these reasons mentioned, either Malacha or Tchumen, Vadai Haya Aser Av Kodem Shloshi Yamin, says the Rif, not only should be usher on 3 days before Shabbos, even before that, it should be a problem. V'gam l'dvar mitzvah lo haya mutter. And not only for dvar harishus, even for dvar mitzvah, it would be mutter. Ela de'ikar ha'isr mishum bitul mitzvahs oneg Shabbos. Rather, says the Rif, it's not like those three reasons, it's a different reason. The reason you can't go out on a ship within 3 days of Shabbos is because that will nullify your mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. You won't be able to have Oneg Shabbos. Why is that? The kol shlosha yomim harishonim yesh lahem tzar. The first 3 days on the ship is a lot of tzar. Machmas nianua hasvina, because of the movement of the ship on the waves. Shegufo mishtaber, your body breaks. Like the pasuk says, Yachogu v'yanu kashikur, that they're going to be bounced around like a drunkard. V'gam machmas sirchon ha'ula min hayamim hamaluchim. Also, because of the smell that comes up from the salty waters of the sea, it's going to throw you off. You don't get back to yourself until you are there for 3 days. And therefore, going on the ship within 3 days of Shabbos, you are going to be taking away your own Shabbos, because it takes 3 days to adjust to the bouncing around in the waves and the smell of the water that is salty. Like we'll discuss further in Sibbeis. V'yesh Omrim will bring down one more reason, that those who say that time sha'asru lahaflik basvinu hum bipnei shenira ki'ilu tzaf ishot al pnei amayim b'shabbos. The last reason that we're going to see is because one who goes out on a ship, it appears as if he is floating or swimming on the water on Shabbos. V'zo asur l'kul yama b'vnei gzeira shema yasa chavish ha-shayotim. And the asur, according to everyone, you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go out floating on Shabbos, because we're afraid you might build a raft, like we'll see later in Simen Shim Lamites. The kodem shloshi yomim shari. However, before 3 days before Shabbos is permissible. Dal yidei shahutzra gahaflig zman harbe kodem Shabbos, because you have to make sure that you're taking leave before 3 days before Shabbos, a long time before Shabbos. Isle hakeira, that's a sign that's recognizable for you. V'lo yovo lasos chavis shel shayotim, and then we're not concerned that you're going to come to make a raft. Going back to the original reasons that we brought, either because of Moloch or Tchumen, according to those reasons, we said the Rif didn't want to go with those reasons, because there's no reason of a Chalik 3 days or not 3 days. So what's the Pshat in the Baal Ma'or, the Ramban, those Mefarshim that say the reason is because of Moloch or because of Tchumen? Why does it matter if you go within 3 days of Shabbos or you go before 3 days of Shabbos? Mishum d'shloshe yomim kodem Shabbos mikri kama shabsa. The 3 days before Shabbos are called the days before the coming Shabbos. The chol olav lihizor shlo yovo lidei chilo Shabbos. And from 3 days before this coming Shabbos, you really have to be thinking in your mind not to do things that are going to lead you to chilo Shabbos. Aval kodem shloshe yomim. But before 3 days before the Shabbos, hey mikri baser Shabbos ha'over, that's called the 3 days that are after the last Shabbos. So they're not connected to this Shabbos, they're from last Shabbos, and adayin lochol olav azhara Shabbos haba'ah, and therefore you don't have the azhara of the coming Shabbos upon you yet. Vishari lahafli b'hem, and therefore you're allowed to take leave on the ship those 3 days, because that's considered last Shabbos. You don't have to be thinking yet to prevent any Yisurim for this Shabbos. The oz, and then even if it comes to a case of pikuach nefesh, and you have to be mechal Shabbos on Shabbos, when you left the port on Monday, that would be 100% permissible. You were allowed to leave. You didn't have the cheshbon in next Shabbos yet. And now it comes to Shabbos pikuach nefesh, so of course you mechal Shabbos for pikuach nefesh. V'hinei ha-mechaber, when it comes to the sheet of the mechaber, as we did not begin yet, af shenimshat b'sivbeis achar harif. Even though, as we'll see in Sebeis or Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, he goes after the sheet of the Rif, that you're going to be seasick, you're not going to have Oneg Shabbos if you leave it in 3 days. Shehetik Perusha, the Mechaber, brings on the Rif over there. Mikomokom gamhu svirle kaposkim dekodem shloshe yomim shari at b'mokom sheyetzarech achagach lovu idei chil Shabbos idei melacha. Even though we saw the Rif said, if it's because of Isra Malacha, there's no reason to mechala between the 3 days before Shabbos or earlier than that, the Mechaber, although he paskins with the reason of the Rif, he does make a chiluk when it comes to Malacha, whether it's the 3 days before Shabbos or it is earlier on in the week. Kemosha Kasta Sivdal, like we'll see more about that in Sivdalin. Ella the Svirle, just the Mechaber holds, Da'af ilohaya bo shum chashash malacha utchumen. Even in a situation where you would be within 3 days and there would be no chashash malacha and no chashash of tchumen, kegon, for example, she kula shel eino yehudi, the whole ship is belonging to the goy, v'kshenase ba malacha mistom adayti de eino yehudi nasa, it's mostly goyim on the ship, it's owned by a goy, so mistom any malacha that's being done by a goy is being done for a goyim. The gami b'mokum sha'amok yoser me'asar tfachim, and also most likely the ship is in a place where it's more than 10 tfachim deep. The aim b'zem mishum iser tchumen, that there is no problem of iser tchumen lahabe poskim. So even if you come to a situation where there's no iser of malacha that we're worried about, and there's also no iser of tchumen, so the mechaber says still, Afilu halchi osur mishum bitul onik Shabbos luchud. The Mechaber says still we have to worry about the rif and we have to be concerned that it's osur just because of bitul onik Shabbos alone. V'ata novo levayr be'ezer Hashem is divrei Shulchan Aruch. And now be'ezer Hashem we're going to explain the words of the Mechaber. Now just to point out a couple of important things over here. Number one is note number one towards the bottom, the last paragraph. He writes, "Umidin zeshemuter lahaflig letzarach mitzvah." This idea that we saw brought down already, and we'll see it in the mechaber in a moment, that one is allowed to go out on a ship within 3 days letzarach mitzvah. So lomar hagonu shol mazamar orbach sha'af mi sheyesh letzarach benituach she'enu dochuf. One who needs to have some kind of operation or procedure that's not an emergency, v'yesh chashash shema yigrum al yidei zechul Shabbos, and through having this procedure, it's very likely going to have him, as a result of the procedure, to be mechal Shabbos, im yochol hu lekovo b'tchilas ha-shavua. If he's able to schedule this appointment for earlier in the week, tzorach hu lasos kein, he would be required to do that. Ela im kein, ein harofe yochol lenatcho, ela b'yamim asmuchel m'shabbos. Of course, if the doctor's not available, except later in the week, of course, it'll be mutter, but we see from here that if it's not a dvar mitzvah, you can't do it within those 3 days of Shabbos. So if it comes to a procedure that's not an emergency, you also should try your best to schedule it early in the week, because you don't want to put yourself in a situation where Shabbos comes and now you're mechal Shabbos when it's the 3 days before and you have to already start thinking about the coming Shabbos. That is point number one. Another point that I want to just read now, if you turn the page, it's on the notes on the bottom of the page, the first paragraph, across on page 24. He says, Usvino shel yamenu. We're talking about the seasickness. Kosav amoruktia. Shekevan shenimshachos hein ayidei sapanim b'cholim. Svino shayaminu. Boats nowadays, ships that we have nowadays, the Murak Tzia writes, Shekevan Shinim Shachos Hein Ayide Safanim Vecholim, since we have professional sailors that are driving them, Velo Ayide HaRuach, and they're not just going by the wind, it's not just a sailboat, Ein Benesia Behen Mishum Shash Bitul Onek Shabbos. There is no Shash of a Bitul Onek Shabbos, Vechein Das Hagonor Vayashiv. She'ein iser noeg besvino shiabiyamenu. This iser is not noeg on the ships that we have nowadays. Kevan shenoach lishos behind. It's very easy to stay on them, and there's not so much seasickness. Varei hein minavtos heitav al yedei hasapanim, and they are directed properly and driven well by the sailors. Elishosiv, he just adds on shemi shelimros hakol koshelo anasiya. But someone who anyway for him is difficult, so taka osir lo lintzoa besvina elagim yom kodem Shabbos. So then it would be awesome for him to be traveling and going on the ship within the 3 days of Shabbos. But if you put everything together, so it turns out that we're saying our ships nowadays in general, there's not really such a concern. We see that if it's if there's no malacha that's going to be done for the Yisrael, because there's a lot of goyim on the ship, and there's a goyish a captain and a goyish a owner, so it's the goyim doing malacha for themselves, and the ship is above 10 tefachim, as we'll see, so there's no problem with tchumen, so really this whole iser wouldn't apply nowadays for a person to go on a ship within 3 days of Shabbos, because really all the ikar chashos that are brought down are not applicable. There is another chash that we did mention in the Hakdama, of the, you might make a floating device, because it looks like you're floating, but that's not really brought down lahalacha as a concern, and therefore halacha lemaisa nowadays, with our ships, if a person's going out for whatever reason on a ship, he wants to travel across the country, he wants to go on a cruise, leaving off the tznius issue that might arise for that, but if there's a lot of goyim there, and the malacha will be done by the goyim for the goyim, there's no problem of tchumen, there's no problem of seasickness, so then it would be mutter nowadays, and this whole din would not be applicable. That being said, let's begin the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Mutter lahaflig basvina afilu be'erev Shabbos im holech l'dvar mitzvah. One would be allowed to go out on a ship even on Friday if he is going for a dvar mitzvah. Uposek imo sheyishbos. And like we saw in the Braisa that the Mishabura brought in his Akdoma, you must stipulate with the captain that he's going to stop the boat on Shabbos. And if he doesn't end up stopping, that's not your problem. You have to make the stipulation. If he doesn't follow it, that's going to be fine. So for Dvar Mitzvah, you can go out whenever you want, even on Erev Shabbos. But to go for an optional reason on a ship, we do not go out on a ship within the 3 days of Shabbos. The Ramah says, Aval kodem shlosha yomim shari. But before the 3 days before Shabbos, earlier in the week, it is mutter. Afilu besina shemoshchem osaidei behemos. Even a boat that's being drawn by animals, they used to have in those days, a boat that was going down the river, and they would have animals on the side, the two sides of the river running, and that's how they push their boat, like they would push a wagon. So the Ramah is saying that even before 3 days is going to be mutter, even if it's a svina that's being drawn by the animals. Even if it's not higher than 10 tfachim, so there might be tchumim problems, it's still mutter. Even if it might come to the point that the Yisrael is going to have to do malacha on Shabbos to lead the boat, all that is going to be mutter if it is not within the 3 days of Shabbos, if it's earlier in the week. If it's a short trip, like the Brisa said, kamo mitzor letzidon, she'en b'neim ki'im mahalech yom echad, where it's only a 1 day of traveling, so mutter lahaflig be'erev Shabbos baboker. Then even if it's for Dvar HaRashus, you would be able to head out on Friday morning, mipnei she'evsher she'agia sham kodem ha'Shabbos, because if the winds are in your favor, you could theoretically get there before Shabbos. Umokom she'nogu shelo lahaflig be'erev Shabbos klal, in a place where the minhag is that you don't go out on a ship at all on Friday, afilu derech mu'at e'im afligin, even if it's a very close trip, you would not be allowed to go out on the boat on Shabbos, on Friday, on Erev Shabbos. You would have to follow that minhag. So before we read the Mishnah, I want to read one Bir Halacha over here. She'ein Beinayim on page 24, the one liner. We said if it's a 1 day trip, you can go out even on Friday morning. So too, if between the two cities there's 2 days of traveling, mutter biyom chamishi. The same way you can go out on Friday morning. If it's 1 day, you get there before Shabbos, very likely. So if it's 2 days, you can leave on Thursday, as long as you can possibly get there before Shabbos. Even for the Dvar HaRashus, you will be able to head out the amount of time it takes you to get there. So now let's begin the Mishnah Berurah, back to page Yud Beis. Sivkotan Aleph, again we said in the Mechaber, you're allowed to head out on a boat, even on Erev Shabbos, if you're going for Dvar Mitzvah. Hainu, after Bevadai lo yikayim Oneg Shabbos ayidezeh. Even though you're for sure going to be canceling out your Oneg Shabbos because of this, Kemosha Kosovim Mechaber Sivbeis, like we'll see tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem and Sivbeis, Afilu Hachi Mutter, still it's allowed. Kev under Latarach Mitzvah, since you're traveling for a mitzvah, it is mutter. Vekaimulon da osei b'mitzvah patev b'mitzvah, you're being osek in mitzvah A, so the fact that you're not going to have Oneg Shabbos, you're patev from Oneg Shabbos, because osek b'mitzvah, patev b'mitzvah, you don't have to worry if you're going for the Dvar Mitzvah, that it might be mevatel your Oneg Shabbos. Velomi boya imasvina holeches b'mokum shemayim amukim yosem yasar tfachim demutter. Needless to say, if the boat is above 10 tfachim and you have no problem of tchumen, that it's going to be mutter. Ve'ein lochosh liyitzias chutz latchum, and you don't have any worries about going outside the tchum. The kaimelon ein tchumen lamalam meyasar tfachim, because we hold there's no tchumen above 10 tfachim. So if the boat, we'll see the details, but if the boat is above 10 tfachim, there's no worries. That's needless to say. Elafilu yesh mekomo shemayim muatim pachos meyasar. But even if the ship is going to go to places where the water is not 10 tefachim deep, gam kein mutter lotzeis be'er Shabbos asvina, you can still go out on the ship on Friday, kevan shu l'dvar mitzvah, since it is for dvar mitzvah, that will override the concern of tchumen, and that will be 100% mutter. Sifkotan beis, the only condition we gave was posek imo sheishbos, make a condition within that he's going to stop for Shabbos. Kosav magen Avram, to be Shabbos aser lahaflig afilu dvar mitzvah, to go out on the ship on Shabbos itself is not allowed even for dvar mitzvah. The halo yuchal livsok imo sheishbos v'lo yelech, because you can't make that stipulation. If you're going out on Shabbos, you can't say al tanai that you're not going to go on Shabbos, because he's going on Shabbos. So that whole tanai wouldn't be nogea. V'yeshem etzadadin v'afilu b'Shabbos shari l'dar mitzvah, there are those who have a tzad to say that you could even head out on the ship on Shabbos itself. V'ayim b'shari tshuva sov semen zeh u'b'chay odom klal dalet. Sifkotan gimel. Again, the tonight was you're posting imo sheishbos. Bein imu maflig bi erev Shabbos bein mikodem. Whether you're heading out on Friday or earlier, kevan shu toch gimel yom asamach l'Shabbos. Since you're within 3 days of Shabbos, you have to make this stipulation. B'sefer olo Shabbos nistapik. In the sefer olo Shabbos, he has a doubt. In the efshar lo lifsok. If you can't make this deal with the captain, kegon shehainu yehudi omer lo shelo yishbos. He says I'm not stopping. He says straight up I'm not stopping, or something similar. You know he's not going to stop. E ma'akev olo, is that going to be ma'akev, they're going out on the ship or not? So, is this ma'akev or not? He has a suffix. V'eskimu rov ha'achronim da psiko hurak l'mitzvah ba'alma ve'enu ma'akev. But the haskama of most achronim is this stipulation that you make is the best way to do it. It's a mitzvah ba'alma, but it is not ma'akev. So if he says, I'm not stopping, or for some reason you can't ask him, so most say it would not be ma'akev, you could still go. Sivkotan dalud. Pochos mishlosha yamin. So we said that if you are going out for a Dvar HaRishus, you can head out on the Svina within 3 days of Shabbos. Dahainu biyom revi b'Shabbos aser. That means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are out. Wednesday is aser. Aval hagura hevi b'shem harbi rishonim. However, the gra brings down for many rishonim that shlosh sheyomim nechshavim im haShabbos gufa. The 3 days are actually Shabbos, Friday, and Thursday. So Wednesday would be mutter. Ubiyom revi mutter. The ayin shom shekosav shekein mucha petosefta b'yushalmi. He writes in the Gra that it's mucha that way in the Tosefta and the Yushalmi. In note number 9, he explains what the machlokas is. Are we worried about the entire day of Shabbos that you shouldn't have Onik Shabbos, or even if you chop it a little bit at the end? If you need to have a full day of Onik Shabbos, so Wednesday would be Aser. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday will be your jumping around at sea, and Shabbos, the whole Shabbos, you'll be okay. But if you hold it, as long as you have a little Onik Shabbos towards the end of Shabbos, you can even head out on Wednesday afternoon. So by Thursday, Friday, by Shabbos afternoon, 3 days later, you'll still chop a little bit of Onik Shabbos. That's how he's mabit this machlokas of the Magen Avraham and the Gra. Sivkotan hei kodom haShabbos. We said that it is not allowed for a Dvar HaRishus to go out less than 3 days before Shabbos. For who hadin kodem Yom Tov, the same din applies within the 3 days before Yom Tov. The Yom Tov and Shabbos shavin. Yom Tov and Shabbos are equal. V'chem Yom Tov sheni ein mafligin. Also on the second day Yom Tov, you can't go out on a ship. Sivkotan vav. The Ramah said, before 3 days it's mutter. Right, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, it's mutter. Afilu besvina shemoshim osu aydei behemos. Even a ship that's being pulled by animals. What Salomar means to say, delod neima dedami lahalicha bikarum. Don't say that going in a boat that's being led by animals is like going in a wagon that's being led by animals. Da osur lisa b'shabbos afilu im yosha b'akaron kodem shosh yamin. By a wagon, you can't be in there on Shabbos even if you went in before 3 days before if it's being led by animals. So here we've been lafuke that and saying that here, even if it's being led by animals, by a ship is different. And the reason is that by a regular wagon, you're closer to the animal. The concern is you'll grab a stick off a tree, you'll be tolish, a branch of a tree to hit the animal. But when it's a boat, so the animals are much further away from you, that's not a concern. So therefore the Ramah says, this will be mutter, even though that's usr. V'ayim b'sivbeiz v'agol, look in sivbeiz in the Ramah, d'lefi mashe regil limsho chasvinos v'behemos b'naharos. That according to what's normally done, that on the rivers the animals are leading the ship, afilu b'sol shlosh yom mutter lahaflug, and even within 3 days be'emes it's mutter. Even though the Ramah is bringing it in here of before 3 days, really be'emes within 3 days it'll also be mutter. Elo dinoka kodem shlosh yom mishum shar svinos. The Ramah is only mentioning the 3 days over here because he's really referring to the other ships. He's only coming to lafuke the wagon by saying even the svina shemoshchem osa ayde behemos. Sibkotan Zayin, the Ramah said, Afilu ein begova mai masar tfachim. If you're going before 3 days, it's fine, even if it's going to go places that are not 10 tfachim above the water. The Hava Amina, the Asim Ishun Tchumen. I would have thought that it's Asim because of Tchumen. Kamash Malon Delo. The Ramah's coming to teach me that it's not a problem of Tchumen. Vatam, the reason is, Kevon Shehisu Kodem Shosha Yomim. Because you start out on your trip before 3 days before Shabbos, you don't have to be thinking yet about the Shabbos to come, Kemo Shechosel Kamei, like we will see right now. Sivkotan Ches, Afilu B'makom. Even in a place where the Yisrael very likely we have to do malacha by driving the boat, it's still not a problem if he went out before 3 days before Shabbos. Hatam kemosha gasavnu lamala. The reason is like we discussed in the Akdama of the Mishabura, to shlosha yomim kodem haShabbos shayochin leShabbos haba. The 3 days before Shabbos are shayal to the coming Shabbos. V'chol olav lihizor shel yovo lidei chilul Shabbos. And that's when you have to be concerned and be careful to make sure it doesn't lead you to chilul Shabbos. What are you going to do during those 3 days? U'kishiyotza v'soch hazman hazeh. And if you go out during that time, Hariu Kiilu Masna Lchalovas Shabbos is Kiilu making a tzai. I am going to be Mechal Shabbos because you're supposed to be thinking about Shabbos. You don't care. You're going out within 3 days, knowing very likely to be Mechal Shabbos. So it's like you're going out knowing you're going to be Mechal Shabbos. That's the problem. Aval Kodem Lazeh, but before the 3 days, Shayochem LeShabbos Shaavar. Those days are shayach to the Shabbos before. V'kevan Shehiflig BaHeter, and since you went out on the ship in a mutter way, Ein Lo Lihimana Machma Shabbos Haba. You don't have to hold back because of what's going to be next Shabbos. Sha'oz, and then again, im yera lo sakana, if a sakana happens, v'yitztarech l'chalo mishum v'kach nefesh, you have to be chalashat v'kach nefesh, ein kan chilo, that's not called a chilo, v'ayin l'kamon, v'sivkoton chafei ma'ashidikta b'zeh, we'll discuss more about that later. Sivkoton test, even if he's going to do melacha afterwards, lasos achakach melacha, hainu de'ein lo limnoa machmazeh mileisha basvina. He does not have to hold that because of the potential that it has to be mechal Shabbos next Shabbos when it's earlier in the week, kevan shu kodem shlosha yomim, since it is before 3 days before Shabbos. Aval mikomokom, but still, obviously, kol ma sheyochol laso shlo yitzarech ba'atzma v'chalos ha-Shabbos, whatever you could do to prevent chilos Shabbos, even in that case, kigon ha'idei eino Yehudi, for example, to have a goy do the malacha instead of you, the kadon, where something similar, pshita de mechuyot laso skein, obviously, we're not just giving a free-for-all b'mechal Shabbos because you're headed out on Monday, do whatever you want next Shabbos, avada, whatever could be done through a goy, has to be done through a goy, but if it comes down to you doing it, so then you are allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Sivkotan yud. We said in the Mechaber that if you're going a short distance, like Tzur de Tzidom, which is only a traveling of one day, you're allowed to head out on Erev Shabbos in the morning. Sivkotan yud. If you're going to delay already an hour or two into the day, then it's already forbidden. Then you know you're not going to get there before Shabbos, so it has to be at a time where you potentially could get there. And finally, Sivkotan yud aleph mipnei she'efsher. We said it's mutter to head out in the morning because it's possible you can get there before Shabbos. What Solomon means to say, kishiyesh ruach tov hochem yom echad, when there are good winds, the winds are going in the direction that you are heading, so then you can get there in one day. Lochein shari lahaloch be'er Shabbos, therefore you are allowed to head out and travel there on Erev Shabbos, lefi she'efsher shiyeh ruach tov, since it's possible, the winds will be good to you and you can get there in time, so possibly you won't have any problems, you get there before Shabbos, and therefore it will be mutter to head out. We will stop here and continue with the beis emirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.